On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Joburg 26 degrees, Pretoria 28, Mafeking 31. Severe thunderstorms are expected across Gauteng and surrounding provinces this afternoon. According to South African Weather Services, there is a 60% chance of rainfall over KwaZulu-Natal and Mpumalanga, southern Limpopo and northern Gauteng. Forecaster Lekgolo Tobela has issued a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms and urges residents to stay weather aware and take precautions if heading outdoors.
The South African Weather Service has issued a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms expected to cover the high veld into the low veld of Mpumalanga, the central and the southwestern parts of Limpopo, as well as covering the northern areas of Gauteng later in the afternoon. With severe thunderstorms, you can expect heavy downpours that lead to localized flooding, a possibility of damaging winds, as well as a possibility of hail and excessive lightning into the evening.
The legal battle between the city of Joburg and informal traders is set to resume tomorrow morning. The court has given the two sides more time to try to find common ground. It follows the city's recent cleanup operations in the CBD, where informal traders were removed from the streets. Faith Modise reports.
The city insists that traders must be properly registered to continue doing business on the streets, while the Socioeconomic Right Institute claims that the removals are a violation of the hookers' right to trade. Speaking after Friday's adjustment, Mayor Dada Morero stated that the city needs to regulate informal traders to assist the city's efforts to enhance infrastructure and restore order in the CBD. However, traders argue that the operation has disrupted their livelihoods and that they have a right to earn a living. For Jacaranda Newswatch, I am Faith Modise.
Moving abroad, and U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to send U.S. forces into Nigeria with guns a-blazing if Africa's most populous country does not stem what he described as the killing of Christians by Islamists. In a post on his Truth Social platform, Trump said he asked the Pentagon to map out a possible plan of attack one day after warning that Christianity was facing an existential threat in Nigeria. Nigeria is embroiled in numerous conflicts that experts say have killed both Christians and Muslims without distinction. The Nigerian government has not yet responded to Trump's threats, but President Bola Tinubu yesterday denied religious intolerance in Nigeria, saying the country was doing everything in its power to protect citizens of all religions. And finally to India, where history will soon be in the making as the hosts take on the Proteas in the final of the Women's Cricket World Cup. A first-time winner is guaranteed as South Africans are making their first appearance in a final, while India lost both their two previous final appearances. The match was supposed to start at 11:30, but a wet outfield and now heavy rain has delayed the toss. Last night, President Cyril Ramaphosa wished the Proteas women's team success, urging them to go out, slay the giants and bring the cup home.
Now you have already won. You're just doing the finishing job. Just come back home with a cup and I'll be waiting at the Union Building to receive you. So girls, my super girl, go out as daughters of South Africa and bring the cup home.
Visit jacarandafm.com for more on these and other stories. I'm Martina van der Walt-Ellis from myself and the news team. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Thank you, Martina van der Walt-Ellis. Yay, come and visit us at midstream. Okay, fine.
On
you
my
can go
way.
Doggy sister. We'll let you know about the World Cup final. Obviously, we'll keep you up to date live from the We Buy Cars midstream.